I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Larry Pattis has brought a uniquely eclectic sound to solo fingerstyle guitar, integrating elements all the way from classical to folk, Celtic to jazz and country and beyond. He was named one of the top 10 best acoustic music artists of the decade by the International Acoustic Music Awards, was a founder of the American Guitar Masters Tours, and has released 3 CDs along the way, including the most recent one, What Tomorrow Brings. He'll begin 2016 by performing at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Saturday, January 2nd, before launching a wider tour, and he's here live in the KLCC studios with me. Thanks for coming in, Larry.
Well, as my brother would say, thanks for having me, and thanks for being had.
Well, it's a wide world to travel musically and otherwise. Where do you feel like starting out here musically today?
Folk music 101, they always tell you to start with something up tempo. And while I usually break the rules, I think I'll follow them this time around. A dear friend of ours had an old pup named Buddy. And Buddy lived a very storied life, including being in the back of the family Jeep Cherokee when he was about 4 months old, stolen. And the police recovered the car 3 or 4 days later, and Buddy was in the back seat waiting for Mom. And so I wrote this piece for Buddy. Hopefully it captures some of his good doggy spirit.
Thank you. Larry Pattis live in the KLCC studios, live at Tsunami Books in Eugene on January 2nd before heading off for a much wider tour. Well, Larry, that was in some sense a song about a dog and its experiences. Do you consider yourself a storyteller as an instrumentalist?
Yes. To put it briefly, yes. But to expand, my experiences with kind of this greater folk music community, which I feel like very much a part of, started back in my latter teen years when I was still living in suburban Chicago. And I got to experience some of the remnants of the great Chicago folk boom at places like the Earl of Old Town, Ed and Fred Holstein, Somebody Else's Troubles, a really wonderful club that started out on Northwestern's campus but then went retail, Amazing Grace, beautiful memories. In fact, one or two of the Amazing Grace founders ended up here in Eugene many decades later, and I suspect one or two of them are still here. But it was singer-songwriters, and it was the storytelling that they told as intros to their songs that really captivated me and then brought me into their songs. And, you know, the singer-songwriters, they tell you the story and then they sing you the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like to paint somewhat of a picture or a background for people to get a feel for where my compositions come from. But, of course, the beauty of instrumental music is then you can kind of ignore whatever it is I've said and just take off into your own little universe.
I'm interested, then, in the translation process, I would call it, between having an idea that a dog taking off, being had, shall we say, in the car and taking off becomes a song. How do you decide instrumentally how to express that experience? How do you go from the story to notes, melodies, rhythms?
Well, and just to note that the story about Buddy and the tune Buddy Boy, I mean, that was just one instance of a very storied life that he led. And in concert, when we have a little more time, I usually elaborate and go into greater detail. I'm sure I will on a week from Saturday at Tsunami. But, you know, it's a feeling that you get, you know, so I can't say that the music comes first or the idea comes first.
Mm-hmm.
But if the music comes first, usually there's a phrase or something that I'm playing that comes from an improvisational standpoint that then reminds me of something and says, mm-hmm. Oh, this feels like this. And or it evokes something directly in my memory or feelings about an experience, and then I expand on it from there. Usually, that's the way it happens. The other side would be if I'm reminiscing about something and decide, well, this is something that I want to compose for. Recently, we lost our dear singer-songwriter friend Chuck Pyle, and a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now, T.R. Ritchie, another amazing singer-songwriter that we were friendly with. And so I wrote a piece for the two of them just about a month ago that was very intentional about who they were and, again, bringing out my feelings and my intent with wanting to express something about missing them.
Larry Pattis, live in the KLCC studios, live January 2nd at Tsunami Books in Eugene. What's the next piece you feel like playing?
I think I'll do something evocative of Utah. My wife Carla and I have been in the Creswell area for about 13 years now, but we spent a decade in Utah together, and I was there before that. In fact, both of us were there before that, and we did some moving around. But I spent some time in the Escalante Canyon region, and specifically down in an area called Coyote Gulch. And you've got the magnificent windswept sandstone arches down there. A little further south, you've got the Grand Canyon. So you've got the beautiful geologic formations, some of the beautiful geologic formations of our world. And you also have the remnants of the Anasazi Indian culture that was there. We call them the Anasazi. We don't know what they call themselves. But you've got this geologic time juxtaposed against a cultural time, as it were. And you're down in the canyon, in these slot canyons at night sleeping, cloudless skies, a zillion stars just in the ribbon of sky that you can see at the top of the slot canyon. And you reflect on personal time as well. So I wrote this tune called The Hands of Time.
Move the vocal mic out of the way. Here we go.
Larry Pattis with Hands of Time live in the KLCC studios, named one of the top 10 acoustic music artists of the decade by the International Acoustic Music Awards. He'll be live at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Saturday, January 2nd at 7:30 p.m. More information on his music and CDs at larrypattis.com and more on the concert at tsunamibooks.org. Well, time is moving along rather quickly, Larry.
Yes.
I say, let's drop into one more song, shall we, and speak again if we have time?
Sounds like a good plan to me.
What do you feel like playing?
This will be a something that I don't do a lot of, a little country blues on the bottleneck slide, and doesn't require a lengthy introduction like a lot of my other pieces. So I know you were probably providing a buffer for that, Eric, being the pro that you are. This is something that that I stole from Peter Lang and a fellow by the name of Harvey Reed, and kind of did a little mashup of the old hymnal Amazing Grace, and then an old pedal steel piece called Steel Guitar Rag. Here we go.
Larry Pattis, a little bottleneck slide live in the KLCC studios, live at Tsunami Books as well on January 2nd in Eugene. Then it's off on the road for quite a while, isn't it? You've got a long tour ahead of you?
Well, not long by, you know, pop music standards, but for the folk world. I'll be gone for most of January down to California and Arizona, a dozen or so shows in a variety of different venues down that way. So looking forward to it, in fact.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to come in and share a little bit of music here with us this afternoon at KLCC.
Always my pleasure, and again, thank you for having us.